Hi everyone, and welcome to Let's Get Visible, a podcast for small business owners, helping them to grow, have a sustainable business, and get more visibility online. I'm Dawes Brown, and I'll be bringing you SEO and digital marketing tips, as well as interviews and conversations with other small business owners. So, let's get started. So today I'm joined by Daniela Birch. Daniela is the founder of Soul Growth Enterprises, which is a company dedicated to providing personal development, training, support, and vibrational products for individuals seeking to become the most exceptional, purest, and authentic version of themselves. Daniela specializes in assisting people to discover their true potential and global mission. And she is one of the true ancient masters of the Akashic Records, which is an intuitive mentor and relationship alchemist. She has a unique ability to access your soul's history. She channels crystal clear guidance directly from your higher self consciousness and original God source energy. Her expertise includes all relationship issues, inner child and shadow integration work, past life traumas, and the discovery of your life's purpose. So let's welcome to the Let's Get Visible podcast, Daniela. Yay!
Hello, Doreen. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you on here too. And thank you for being part of this podcast today. It really is an honor and a privilege because I've had the pleasure of working with you many, many times, which makes this episode so, so special. So in the introduction, I mentioned that you work with individuals and help them become the most exceptional, purest, and authentic version of themselves. So I thought that would be a really great place to begin. And if you could share just a little bit more about that and I guess what your genius is and how you really do help people in those areas.
Absolutely. Thanks, Doreen. So I have been working primarily, let's say, half of my career being a psychic medium. And during that process, I started to really acknowledge that I could tap into your subconscious mind, right? So that's one of my true gifts. I'm able to hear the stories, the programs, and the belief systems that are lying, you know, in the subconscious that you're not always able to tap into yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And during that revelation, I guess, I started to think, well, how can I actually assist people with that? Because I didn't want to just be seen as a psychic. I wanted to be seen as someone who is sort of allowing you to come up with the solutions and the breakthroughs yourself, but also honoring that what I can do is not everyone's capable of, I guess. It's not coming from a psychology point of view. It's coming from the spiritual and the emotional components, which is really important. And I sort of feel that a lot of coaches sort of tend to work more on the mental, and I work on these different levels that really allow the emotion to come up. What's hiding underneath the surface for you to really address?
I love it. And it is really about that mind, body, spirit, isn't it? And so it's trying to ensure that all of the pieces of yourself are working in alignment and being able, as you said, to, you know, go a little bit under the surface and really dig a bit deeper. And you're doing that on a different level, as you said. So it's not so much around, you know, what a coach might do from a psychological perspective, but really digging in a little bit deeper, making sure that mind, body, spirit is all connected.
One of the big components about us as a human being is our inner child and our shadow self. And I haven't seen a lot of people that go to the level that I do, because I can literally talk to your five-year-old self. I can talk to the part of you in the womb where some of these programs and beliefs got set up by your parents. And so sometimes we have these beliefs that what we feel and what we think are actually ours, but a lot of the time they're not. They're a collective energy of the parents and everyone that was around us in that time from 0 to 7, where that all got set up.
Yeah. And something that I guess experienced also through a kinesiology session. I remember the first time that all of those, things popped up about the inner child and higher self and the way things are formulated well before you think they have. So, during that 0 to 7 age period. And yeah, it's just a really interesting thing to know. That's then how you develop through as then a teenager and an adult. And it forms a lot of the basis of decisions and things you might undertake in life and in business.
Yes. And just to extend on that comment, Doreen, not only do I sort of tap into you in the utero, but then I go into the past life selves, which yes. is also holding a lot of trauma, old pain, issues from events that have happened. And this is where my work becomes just very powerful, because everything that is happening in our current reality is mm-hmm. interconnected. So unless we have some understanding of our past life history, that part of you, that soul part, can be actually preventing you from change, from success, from bringing in abundance, because those parts are still carrying beliefs such as it's not safe, I'm not worthy, what if I have a successful business and then I lose it like I did back in Rome? And that's really the work that I do. I delve very, very deep into those soul parts and then mm-hmm. channel that information. So then you're like, ah, that makes sense. That's why I keep creating this cycle of these things happening.
Yeah. And you don't know what you don't know. And I think having an external perspective and having someone else look at you and within you in that way is going to give you answers that sometimes by yourself you're just not going to figure out. I'm always good at providing advice or help for other people, but sometimes when it comes to my own problems or issues, I'm not really using the same things that I'm suggesting to others. But when others provide that feedback, yeah, as you said, you can kind of start to join the dots and realize, okay, some of what I'm doing is a result of this past behavior. Why does the same thing keep happening over and over? Because it's a lesson that you're meant to learn. So with the work that you do, like, how does the process work? So for someone who hasn't been able to experience what I call your magic, I absolutely love what you do, but what does it look like? How does the actual process work?
It's a journey is probably the easiest way to explain my work, because when I sort of say to people, well, this is what I do, they still don't completely get it. I have a program that I sort of ask, well, what's your 5 key issues at the moment? Like, what's going on with you that's creating the pain? And then what I do from then is I sit in a trance state for sometimes, let's just say even 3-4 hours. I'm communicating with the soul, with your subconscious, with what you mentioned before, the higher self, the inner child, like whatever part of you is stuck in this wound, the trauma, what's not working for you at the moment, right? Mm-hmm. So as an example, as a business owner, you might be finding that you are just not getting the clients that you want, okay? And you might have an understanding that it's around your self-worth, but I get to the core wound, where it got set up, in your soul's history or in your 2-year-old. And then we start to unpack it. So I have it all written down. So you, You've got a copy of this. So it's, let's just say, 3 pages long with all the detailed information about what the block is, why you keep manifesting the wrong clients, or you're not bringing in the money you deserve. And then I just shift your consciousness. Okay. It's not just shifting the beliefs. I have the ability to help you shift your consciousness around that, which then allows these parts to integrate. And then they're like, oh, wow. I feel like myself now. This is making sense. Why I keep sabotaging myself, or why I'm afraid of having these high-end clients.
Yeah.
As an example.
Yeah. And that's a fantastic example. And you beat me to it. So I was about to ask you an example of, yeah, a business situation where this would help. And that's really, you know, hit the nail on the head, so to speak. So that's, yeah, that's perfect. And do you also find that when you're working on those types of aspects, that it also can impact or be related to health, and what your sort of thoughts or experiences are with that? So when you're clearing those blocks and we're saying, okay, it's to do with perhaps clients or things like that, do you find or see that it also helps people in other areas, like, you know, their health and their well-being?
Oh, absolutely, Doreen. So I do love to work with business owners, just because I want to sort of help them tap into their own intuition and their own creativity. But my other love is in the health industry. I work a lot with fertility clients at the moment, or just even people who have these underlying causes. You know, it could be liver, could be thyroid, like whatever it is. And I just go, right, where did this originate from? Why is it happening? And it gets you out of that fear that there's something actually wrong with you, because it's really just it's a block in your field that just needs to heal. Okay. So I sort of see that block has, you know, sort of dense matter, which is just really all these thought forms that you may not have processed. Okay. So I sort of see it as unprocessed energy, which I tap into, and I say, okay, well, this is what it's about. Yep. I then look at your soul's history again, and I say, well, this is the lessons that you've come here to master. You've got to learn to express yourself, to communicate. And that's all stuck in the thyroid, or that could all be stuck in the liver as anger. So I work on a very holistic way.
Love sure. It. Absolutely love it. And I guess for someone who's not had the opportunity to possibly work with you or have a session, what do you think are some of their initial questions, or maybe even reservations around how your magic, again, can help them in both, you know, business, life, health, well-being?
Definitely. You need to be open to yep. new possibilities, and just getting yourself into this space where, okay, I need to release the attachment of what my mind thinks, right? Yep. Like, because a lot of my work isn't actually you being in your mind, as you know, Doreen. Yep. It's really sort of opening your heart, opening these new possibilities of awareness to really get those results. So if you're sort of a, you know, rigid person that is looks at life in a very logical way, you may not always get the results from me that you want, because you're very stuck and trying to control the situation. Yeah. Instead of just allowing me to do what I do, because I am getting permission from your higher self and your subconscious to tap into your energy. And sometimes people have reservations with that, because they're like, I don't want you, you know, messing with my mind, or they have, you know, all these old sort of beliefs around, you know, witches and spells and what is she going to do? But yeah. I don't work in that level. I am always asking you full permission before I start. I don't say anything negative. Like, I've learned to really express myself in a way that's not putting fear into you, but I'm really here to support you. I love you. You know, I love my clients. So
absolutely. And although they're two completely separate topics, but SEO tends to have a really similar, I guess, connotation with it too. You know, it can be this oogity boogity scary thing if people have never really, you know, done it before, or they don't understand it before. So when you were speaking, I was sitting here thinking we literally could be, you know, talking about the same topic, because yeah, I just find, yeah, digital marketing can be one of those things too. If you don't have an open mind and you don't look at other alternatives or possibilities, and you're just stuck in that, you know, same old thought process, it can be really difficult for people to introduce it or welcome it into their, you know, their business world or into their life. So although they're two completely different things, again, lots of similarities that I could, yeah, just see from what you were saying then as well.
Definitely. I think it's really leaving it in the hands of the expert and not believing that you know everything, isn't it, Doreen?
Absolutely, which we don't. And I know for myself too, whether it's in business or in life, every day I'm learning something new. And that's the whole beauty of continuing to be here. If we knew it all, then there's really no purpose or point of us, you know, continuing to be here. So, no, I absolutely love yes, your explanation of that, and really being open-minded and open-hearted, I think is another really important way to look of it, you know, when working with you as well. Now, you mentioned that you've been running your business for quite some time, and during that time, have there been any experiences or examples of any highs and lows?
Oh, look, I would say one of my highs is this amazing client that came to me. He was in a really bad way, business owner, had just had all of this relationship trauma.
Yep.
And he came to me and he's like, Daniela, I just want to understand myself, my soul's history. Where did this begin with this person, right? It's affecting my business. It was affecting everything. He was giving his power away. And we worked together, I'd say, over a course of 6 sessions altogether.
Yep.
He got to the point where I didn't even need to channel the information to him. We were able to sit in this space and he could see the past life selves. He could answer the questions himself. And he became so intuitive that he's like connected to the earth, to the trees, to the sun, to God. And it was just like this full gangster. Like he had this gangster energy and very sort of shut down. And I never would have thought he was the type that would just be willing to learn to trust his intuitive self. Because a lot of, let's just say businessmen, especially like CEOs and sort of really high up, they're very in their mental and they're driven in a different way than, say, people who are more in tune with themselves, right? In tune with nature and knowing everything is one.
Yep.
And this man, like his business has just gone to the, like, quadrupled. He's just a different person now that he actually acknowledges this spiritual part of him. And I feel that's why it's really important that people aren't afraid of that intuitive self, because this is what's happening in the world. We're awakening to new levels of consciousness. And really that's what I'm doing for people.
Yeah. Hope
that explains it.
It surely does. And do you think that was a bit of a turning point for you in working with that particular client and really being able to see the possibilities that, you know, of what people can achieve by breaking down, I guess, the barriers and breaking through and really getting reconnected to everything else?
Yes, and we have been very disconnected from ourselves, from nature, from God, for a very long time. And so this is a wonderful opportunity, everyone, for you to finally acknowledge that there is way more to you than what you know. And I just love to show people that and help them reconnect. It's almost like the antenna. I reconnect that antenna and they open up very quickly, Doreen. You know, yeah. Like they start to really see things in a different way. They start to hear their guidance and they get so excited when they're like, oh, wow, this is really working. You know, yeah. Like I thought I was this person, very logical and scientific. And then when they're willing to step into the other realm, there's just so much excitement. It's like a playground when you first open yourself up.
Love it. One thing that was popping up as you were describing that and mentioning that was this need to feel that you're always in control. And I guess that's one of the really big lessons that I've learned through our sessions and with the work that you've done to help me within, you know, my life and business, is that when we get in our own way and we're trying to control all of the outcomes, usually that's all part of that self-sabotage, you know, process. And when we let go of that control and we stop trying to have these specific outcomes for every situation or scenario, that's when the true, and I'll use the word again, magic really starts to happen.
Absolutely. Like what I really see, not that I'm putting any industry down here, it's just an observation, but especially in the coaching space, like there's so much mental processing, and I just feel that these sort of people can be really out of touch with where that magic is, right?
Yep.
Like they want to control things. They want things to look a certain way, and that's the old way of manifesting, right? From that sort of 3D, from the mind. But once we actually step out of the mind and we allow the soul part of us to come in and go, hey, start listening to me, then that's when things start to, that's when you really get what you really want. Because as you said, you're not getting in the way of it. You're not trying to dictate and control and say, this is how something has to show up, because that's where you get disappointed.
It sure is. And yes, just being able to go, okay, these are the three or four different pathways, you know, that I can go down, but not self-sabotaging yourself into having to pick, you know, that one direction. We've always got multiple choices and different decisions that we can make. And yes, letting go of that control will allow what's meant to be actually be, rather than you forcing something that's really not meant to be. So really being able to let go and let go of that control, I think, is one of the biggest lessons that I've learned through life and business and through our awesome, you know, sessions as well. And it kind of now moves into, you know, that the work that you're doing and the different experiences as well that clients provide too. In regards to being able to work with people who are open and ready to hear the message, you know, what are some of the ways that you've been able to really get your business and messaging out there visible? Has it been through the online space or through networking, or how have you really been able to experience that part of running your business?
Look, in all truth and honesty, yes, I mean, you got to show up on social media and show people who you are and what you're doing and offer that support. I've had my business full time now. This is my fourth year in, and honestly, most of it's word of mouth. I don't have to do lots of advertising. I haven't spent thousands of dollars doing Facebook ads. Like, the results speak for themselves. So for me, as long as I'm sort of like, hello, I'm still here, this is how I can support you, I'll get some clients that way. But I just find most of the people that are open and ready are referrals, to be honest.
And that's such an interesting, you know, point that you share, because throughout the podcast and doing guest interviews, you know, word of mouth and referrals has been a reoccurring, I guess, point or area that people mention, you know. And it's really the way, particularly, I guess, when you're starting out and really having clients experience what you do, as you said, experience those results. And then it's that, you know, word of mouth that continues to build and grow your clientele and your business and so forth. And you did mention that you do still use other platforms, so, you know, Facebook and Instagram and those kinds of things. And do you feel they've been quite important to, you know, keep you out there, to show your sort of branding, your messaging and those kinds of things? Have they been useful in that way for your business and your visibility?
I would say Facebook and doing videos absolutely brings the audience in.
Yep.
For me, at where my business is going at the moment, it's helping people trust themselves and their intuition. And so that's sort of what I'm more calling in now. So people can start to recognize that, hey, they don't need me to give them the answers. And so that's what I'm sort of, yeah, assisting people with the most. And so that's what I'm promoting. I think it's important that you're always looking outside the square with your business. Yeah. You're not just sort of focusing on, well, this is all I do, because I find that very limiting. And that, again, is something that we've been very programmed to believe. We need to specialize in just this niche and everyone knows you as this person. While at the moment, I'm sort of finding that if I have 2 to 3 categories that I'm really, really good at, in the fertility space especially is where I'm sort of headed at the moment, then people love that new material. They love to know that, okay, they're not just coming to me for relationship advice or tapping into their intuition, but, oh, well, Daniella actually can do that as well and just as good as the other two aspects.
Yeah, and I love the point you raise about video. I love your videos. Always get quite excited when I see them in my feed and go, oh, Daniella's done a video today. I'm stopping what I'm doing and watching this, because the message that you're sharing, A, is coming straight from the heart. It is authentic. It is also showing your true self. But I think video is a great platform and medium to use in order to really get those things across.
Yes.
Yeah. So just, I guess, your thoughts on that. Yes, we do have things like, you know, blogs and content, and those things are great as well. And they do provide value. But I just feel like video as a medium for businesses and really helping with that visibility, helping people connect with you.
Yes, especially as we've become a lot more online in the last year. I think it's really important that people can connect with you when they can see you on video. They get a sense of your personality and how open you are, and, you know, how you sort of come across professionally on videos is super important to me. You're not stuttering. Like, even if you have to do the video 2 or 3 times, make sure you've got it right. So not putting yourself out there and thinking, oh my God, you know, how did I come across? Like, it's always about being really professional.
Yeah. And really authentic too. I think more people can connect with someone who isn't 100% polished or 100% perfect, but it's really the message that they're sharing and whether that's connecting and resonating with them is the most important thing when it comes to video. But yes, definitely you want it to sound, you know, right. You want it to look right. But as long as that messaging, I think, is really clear, and video has a great way of being able to share that, it sort of takes it from being, you know, if content to me just appears quite flat, and sort of videos giving it more dimension. So it could be exactly the same information, the same content, but it's just giving it that new dimension. And as you said, people can see your personality. You know, do I like this person? Is this someone that I do want to work with? You know, is what is coming through and what they're saying in the video, is that connecting with where I'm at right now? And I think that's another really key and important point, is that we're all at different stages in life and in business. But if you're sending out that message and it really hits that person, because in that moment they're like, whoa, this is totally me. I feel like you're specifically recording, you know, this video just for me. And I have those moments with you so many times. I look at your video and press play and think, did she know what I was thinking today? I'm sure she did. But I really feel like, yeah, your messages are directly, you know, at me and coming at me in a good way, in a positive way.
That's great, it really does depend. I'm connecting.
That's it. And that's the whole point, which I really love about video and taking it to that, you know, next dimension or next level, which is great.
Totally.
So, with all your experience and all of the work and different things that you do, let's say, you know, for business owners, is there some tips or things that, you know, you can share that someone could start, I guess, implementing from today to really shift out of maybe the idea that, you know, they're feeling stuck or they don't really know what direction they're going into? Any wealth of knowledge that you can share to help with our audience today?
Turn off the noise, people.
Love
anything to turn off the external reality, such as your phone, the TV. Go sit in nature, come back to self. Because what I'm really seeing at the moment is when people are getting stuck is they're very distracted with, you know, comparing themselves to other people, feeling this need to have jealousy in their energy field to propel results, right?
Yeah.
The more that you can sort of come back inwards and listen to the core truth of who you are, why you're doing this, you know, keeping it away from financial gain or how is it serving me? It's really about honoring that you are there for your client. And sometimes that means you can't be texting your friends or, you know, getting distracted by social media. Because I find when I do that, I start to get very fragmented, stressed. I'm, as I said, comparing myself to others.
Yeah.
So just turn the noise off.
Yeah. After this podcast, though, so keep tuning in until this is done. But definitely after you finish listening to this, turn all electronics off. But again, you raise such a good point, and that being fragmented when you're trying to do 101 things. And I've found myself there too, particularly in business, where you're thinking, I'm not doing enough. I'm not being enough. I need to be on 5 different platforms in order to, you know, compete and in order to stay relevant and look at everyone else, look what everyone else is doing. But it's when you come back to self and you sit down and you work out, what is my purpose? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why did I launch my business 4 years ago? We're nearly at the same birthday point. I launched my business in June of 2017. And that's one question that I find myself continuously coming back to. But a really interesting thing that's happened probably in the last, you know, few months for me is that I started to reflect and look back at when I did start and what my purpose and my messaging was then and where I'm at now.
Yes.
And more as the days go on, I'm starting to feel more connected with my original old, you know, one page website and messaging in comparison to now, you know, a website that's been around and been alive for 4 years and has all this, you know, wonderful content and things like that. It's really just been, mind, I guess, opening for me to sit there and go, you know what, back when I started in 2017 was probably my most authentic self because I didn't know what was ahead. And yes, I did evolve over time, but really that was why I started. So I'm just wondering if you've had any moments like that in your business where you have reflected and gone back and gone, hey, actually, you know, 2 years ago or 4 years ago or, you know, however long ago it was for you, whether you've had some of those moments as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I was actually reflecting back at 2 years ago, so my second year in business, and I actually managed to go overseas twice, like on my money, no money that I've made in the business. And I haven't had that sort of moment since because then I started to, you know, get into my ego and started to listen to the business coaches that are like, well, you should be making this much money and this is your target audience. And it took me completely out of my authentic self and why I was doing this? So that's a really interesting question, because sometimes when we sort of tend to listen to other people and what they believe you should be doing, it actually takes you away from the soul and what the soul wants. And the soul doesn't care about if your program's $15,000 or you're charging $500, you know what I mean? So it's important that you sort of get out of, you know, I should be doing this, and coming back to what feels right.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And yeah, just seeing that evolution, you know, it's great to move forward and make those changes. But as you said, always coming back to intention and purpose and why you started. And yeah, that will always help you get through, I think, as well, you know, your toughest days when things are not going, you know, the way that you have planned or the way that you expect, just to, you know, come back to that and go, hang on, why did I start this to begin with? And where is it that I want to go? And what is it that I want to do? But not having it, you know, primarily focused just on profits and, you know, comparing yourself to other people, you know, in your industry or things like that, but just being authentic and being you, which yes, I think is the biggest, yeah, takeaway.
That's great, Doreen, because I just feel like too many people have been focused on that, and they're taking advice from, I won't say the wrong people, but maybe not the people that your soul actually wants you to connect with, you know? Like, it's really listening to your body's response when you get certain advice.
Yeah.
Like your body will, you know, sort of contract, and you'll feel fearful if it's coming from that person's ego, which is why I sort of feel my work is really important, because I'm getting you to listen to yourself and not sort of listening to three or four different, you know, business mentors, or, you know, what they've done that may have worked for them, but it doesn't necessarily going to work for you.
Absolutely. And I think it's great to have, as you said, you know, coaches and mentors, but then to find how that information sits with you. And I call it the tummy feeling. So when you get that feeling in your tummy, what is that feeling telling you? And it's, you know, your intuition. Is this a right decision or path for me? Or perhaps that's, you know, really useful knowledge and information, but it's not really aligning with where it is that I want to go or what it is that I want to do, you know, right here and right now. So,
yes, yeah, definitely. When it's in alignment, when it is the right direction,
yep,
I get this almost, yes, screaming at me, and my whole energy lights up. It's almost like this light bulb.
Yep.
That's the right person. That's the right direction. That's the guidance, especially if you learn to listen to the heart, you know, because the answers really come from there and not the mind. When you sort of come from the ego or what the mind thinks, as I said, it's like a contraction. It's like your body sort of shuts down and you're like, oh, maybe I should take on what this person is saying. But sometimes they're coming, that other person, the, you know, that the coach is coming from a bit of manipulation and a, you know, their agenda and what they think you need, right? Yep. And that's sort of the difference between someone who's really sort of coming from their heart as opposed to listening to someone that's coming from, well, that's what they want. They want your money and they want your business.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It surely does. And they're two completely, you know, separate angles, I think, as well. But really listening to that intuition and that tummy feeling, as you said, and seeing what is aligning. And if it doesn't feel right, then it's probably not.
Definitely. Just sit with it. Like, try not to take the advice of that person straight away. And I'm talking about anything that's going on in the world right now. Like, if you are used to giving the power of your authority to another person, then that's where your business can really go downhill, right? When you're not wanting to take responsibility for your decisions. At the end of the day, as you know, Doreen, we have to make decisions that are aligned to us and not listening to outside influences that may not be there for our highest good.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Well, so much gold and wealth of knowledge shared here today. I just wanted to thank you again for being part of the podcast. Now, if our audience would like to get in touch with Daniela and book in one of her sessions, there's a few different ways that you can get in touch. So you are on LinkedIn under Daniela Birch. You've also got an Instagram account and you're also on Facebook. So what I'll do is I'll pop those links all under the episode details, and that way people can reach out and get in touch with you with any questions, or as mentioned, if they'd like to book in and have one of your awesome sessions. And I couldn't recommend it enough. I've been working with you, yes, for over 4 years, and you've absolutely been amazing in helping me in both life and business. So thank you for that. And thank you for making time and sharing all of your insights and knowledge with us today.
Thank you, Doreen. It was an absolute honor, and I hope your listeners even just took in some information to be excited about today.
They will, absolutely. Thanks, Daniela. Thanks for giving this show a listen. And don't forget to leave your feedback and rating, as this would make me very happy. Now, if you want to learn more about me or my services, please jump on over to letsgetvisible.com.au, where you'll also find links to my socials so you can connect there as well. Okay, well, that's a wrap for another episode. So I'll join you next time on the Let's Get Visible podcast.